Have you listened to a good book lately? Audiobooks are booming in the United States. According to a recent Wall Street Journal article, audiobooks are the fastest growing sector of the publishing industry, earning over $1.5 billion last year. While print and ebooks are still a bigger deal, some authors are reporting that the audiobook versions of their work is actually outselling the text versions. Of course, we have a long-standing tradition of being read to here at Wisconsin Public Radio with our very own chapter a day. Here's Jim Fleming reading the currently running book, The Chimes by Charles Dickens.
Before he merged into the darkness, the traveler stopped, and looking round, and seeing Trotty standing there yet, seemed undecided whether to return or go on. After doing first the one and then the other, he came back, and Trotty went halfway to meet him. "You can tell me, perhaps," said the man with a faint smile. "And if you can, I'm sure you will, and I'd rather ask you than another, where Alderman Cute lives."
You can go to WPR.org for the rest of the story or tune into Chapter a Day tomorrow at 12:30. So are you an audiobook fan? What do you listen to? When do you listen? On the treadmill, maybe? In the kitchen? On the road? Do you have a favorite author or a favorite reader? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Jenny Arch joins us now. She's an adult services librarian at the Robbins Library in Arlington, Massachusetts, and a library blogger. Jenny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So in your experience, what do people like about audiobooks?
Well, they like the convenience. I think they like being able to do two things at once. They definitely like the improved commute experience instead of just sitting in traffic or on the subway listening to radio or music or other people. They get to be immersed in a story, and that's a great experience.
Now, I chatted with you earlier. You mentioned the idea of an audiobook, and I hadn't really thought of this as a social experience.
Yes, we often, before vacations at the public library, parents and families will come in looking for an audiobook that everybody in the family can listen to if they've got a long drive coming up. So we are then looking for something that can appeal to a 5-year-old and a 50-year-old, and that's a fun challenge.
Well, I want to get into what makes a good audiobook. How important is the reader of the book, the person whose voice we're actually listening to?
It's very important, but it's also very subjective. Some people might prefer a male voice or a female voice. Some people might prefer an American accent. Some people really love British accents. And then some productions are full cast recordings, so you have different people doing the different voices. So what I recommend when people are just starting or just starting to listen to audiobooks, or if they're going on a long trip, I say take a few and listen to the first few minutes of each, and if you really hate the voice, put that one down and try a different one, because it really is just so subjective.
And this is probably subjective too, but is there a particular kind of book, or are some books written in such a way that lends themselves to be better audiobooks?
I think really any book can probably be a good audiobook. Sometimes if the author reads their own work, that can have added value, especially if it's an actor, comedian, somebody like Tina Fey reading Bossy Pants. That's just such a phenomenal production. The print book is, of course, good too, but it's, you really get a little extra if you are listening to it. But all kinds of books become audiobooks, mysteries, literary fiction, memoirs, autobiographies, really anything. So it's up to your reading taste, really.
Now, I mentioned sales figures earlier, but we could also get audiobooks from the libraries. Here in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium, which I'm told is the second largest collection in the country, library collection of e- and audiobooks. And you've got a similar system through the Overdrive program, I gather, in Massachusetts. So how do we borrow books from a library, audiobooks from a library?
Sure. I think a lot of people aren't aware that you can, but you can, in fact, get library or get audiobooks for free. You can download them from your library. In Massachusetts here, our consortium also has the Overdrive platform. So you have the Overdrive app, and you just download the book to your device, computer, tablet, phone, and you go, and you get to keep it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it sort of gets sucked back. You don't have to worry about late fees or anything. So that's a really easy way that people are doing it. But, of course, you can also get books on CD, and there are also devices called playaways where the whole book is preloaded onto a very small device that you check out of the library, and that's, you know, that can fit in your hand. It's quite convenient.
Talking to Jenny Arch. She's a librarian and blogger. We're talking about audiobooks, the rise of the audiobook, why we like to listen to them. And, of course, we want to get some recommendations, Jenny. So I'm going to start with mine. We've got listeners queued up, and I'll ask for yours. I'm a big fan, and I've said this on the show, of science fiction author Alistair Reynolds. There's an awesome reader named John Lee who does all of his books. I'm always happy when I hear his voice. I recently got through Barbara Tuchman's history book, A Distant Mirror, read by Nadia May. And then Tamim Ansari reads his own books, Destiny Disrupted, History of the World Through Islamic Eyes, and Games Without Rules. That's a history of Afghanistan. So those are my big listens lately. Jenny, let's hear some of your recommendations now.
John Lee's on my list, too, actually.
He's great. I love him.
Instruction for a Heat Wave by Maggie O'Farrell, which I thought was fabulous. Doctor Who fans, David Tennant reads a book called My Sister Lives on the Mantelpiece, which is a young adult novel by a British author, and it's just wonderful to listen to David Tennant read anything. But two of my favorites are Jim Dale, who reads the Harry Potter books, and also The Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern, and Rebecca Lohman, who reads all of Rainbow Rowell's books, including Eleanor and Park, which is a young adult novel, and Rules of Civility by Amar Towles. It's got a longer list, but
that's a great start. And I'll mention we've got a list you did last year, actually, of recommendations on your blog. We've got that linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Some overlap there with the ones you just said, some extras beyond that, too. I want to go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Cynthia is on the line in Menominee. Cynthia, hi.
Hi. I got hooked on audiobooks because I was working on my graduate degree and had no time for going for reading. And I always have an audiobook in my CD player in my car. And some, like The Language of Flowers, I like so well as an audiobook that I actually went out and purchased a novel, too.
Okay, so you listened to it and then read the novel, too?
Yeah, for that particular one. Philippa Carr, The Red Queen, I got so frustrated
that
I had to go get the book and read it because it was frustrating me, and I had to get through it to find out how it ends.
Cynthia, thanks so much for sharing your experience and your reading. I actually do something the opposite of Cynthia, where, like with those Alistair Reynolds science fiction books I mentioned, I've read them in print, and now I get to re-enjoy them in audio format. Do you see, Jenny, either you yourself or other people rereading with audiobooks?
Yeah, that's actually how I got into audiobooks in the first place. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to concentrate on driving and listening at the same time, so I chose a book that I'd already read. So then if I tuned out for a sentence or a paragraph, it was not a big deal. And then I started reading books that I hadn't read before. But re-listening or rereading via audiobook is a great thing to do.
And then our caller mentioned CDs. And I didn't get into audiobooks in the time of cassettes and CDs because there's so many. One example, I one time looked at the George R. R. Martin Game of Thrones book, 28 CDs, and that's for book one. And there's, you know, an infinite number of books coming out eventually, it looks like. So the new technology where the whole thing's just on your phone, I'm guessing has led a lot of people to embrace this, like me, who may not have previously.
Yeah, I think that's true, although CDs are still pretty popular and reliable. And I mentioned the PlayAway format earlier, which I think is exclusive to libraries. But there's also some bookstores will let you rent audiobooks on CD, so you borrow it for a week and then return it. So it's like a library, but not free. But the digital form is definitely convenient.
Go back to our callers. Christopher is on the line in Appleton. Christopher, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you have for us?
Well, I just got to say that I am not a really strong reader, but I do like, you know, the different worlds that you can be taken to by a novel. So I started reading a book, The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan, and I struggled through it. I couldn't really concentrate. Then I found that it was on an audiobook, and I listened to the whole thing in probably 2.5 days. And the great part about that was there were 12 more books in the series
I was going
to
say.
Also listen to.
Yeah, that's going to keep you going for a long time there, Christopher. That series, I read about 9 books in and I kind of petered out. But that is a great find. Thank you for sharing that, Christopher. And that reminds me, Jenny, he mentioned somebody who's not a strong reader, but also people with visual impairments. Somebody in my family had a stroke and can't read like he used to. Audiobooks are filling in the gap. And there's actually special library programs in every state state, I think, who provide those services.
Yeah, it's a great way for those with visual impairments to continue reading, and those are fantastic services that should be free to anyone. All you have to do is register.
We are talking to Jenny Arch. She's a librarian and a blogger looking at audiobooks. They're booming. A lot of people getting into them, listening to their favorite works for the first time or maybe a re-listen. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you like or not like, for that matter, about audiobooks? Do you listen? Do you have a favorite book, author, or reader? And when and where do you listen? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking about audiobooks and why people like them, what they like to listen to. We've got librarian and logger Jenny Arch with us now. And, you know, they're a big growing ingredient, a segment of the publishing industry. A lot of people buying them, borrowing them from the libraries. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you listen to audiobooks? How, what, and where? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Before I take another caller, I want to share a comment from Facebook. Randy writes, "My kids' favorite audiobooks are ones that I recorded for them myself. Every birthday and Christmas, they ask for a recorded book. I choose a favorite, weave in some music. They're far from professional, but they're treasured nonetheless. They're a gift that lasts a lifetime. I'd encourage other parents to do the same. In our age of smartphones with audio recorders, it's easier than ever." I love that. Thanks a lot, Randy. Back to our callers now. Dorothy is on the line in Oshkosh. Dorothy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I am a really big fan of audiobooks because I take a lot of long road trips. I have a mother, I live in Oshkosh, and I have a mother out in western Montana and a couple of daughters in Denver and a son out in L.A. And I actually haven't taken a road trip to L.A., but I have taken many road trips to western Montana across I-94 and down to Denver over lots of various roads. But the audiobook really keeps you company, and people ask me, don't you get bored taking such a long road trip and all those hours in the car? And no, I don't, because the books are so entertaining. I can hardly wait to get back in the car after a stop.
Dorothy, thanks so much. A great story there. And Jenny, I think a great appeal of audiobooks for me is that it can take a boring task like a long drive, or for me, using the treadmill, right? Nothing more boring than that. It actually makes it something that's fun and you can look forward to. Do you have something like that too?
Absolutely. I do listen to them during my commute, which is blessedly short now, about 15 minutes each way, so maybe half an hour a day of an audiobook, which really brightens the time in the car. I know I have friends who listen to audiobooks while they clean the house, and I've recently been listening to audiobooks while I nurse my infant daughter. So,
congratulations. That's a great use of an audiobook, actually. I want to share a comment from Mimi in Madison, who emails saying, "Michelle Good is my favorite audiobook reader, one of our readers on Chapter Day here at Wisconsin Public Radio." She's sitting right across the console from me as our technical director, so I pretty much have to say that one out loud. back to our callers. Jerry is with us in Elkhart Lake. Jerry, hi.
Hi. How you doing this evening?
Good. What's your story, Jerry?
I drive truck, been driving it for over 30 years, and at one point I had over 1,200 books on cassette until they came out with CDs back in 1997. The first one that came out was The Hobbit. I ended up turning my CD player into a cassette player. I now rent them from the library. I go through anywhere between 2 to 6 books every 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
Like driving down the road and watching a movie through your windshield, but yet still paying attention. A lot of the authors, it depends on who's reading the book, such as Lee Child. I started out with like a third book of his series and went to the library and said, "Look, this ain't right. I missed up here," and got a list of all of his in order, and then just order them before I get home and go through the series as be. Not that you come to find out he's fixing a wound that's in his side, you never heard about him getting shot 2 books later, you know?
So, Jerry, I got to ask, you are probably the leading expert on audiobooks, having listened to so many. Do you have an all-time favorite?
I really do like Lee Child.
Okay.
Patricia Cromwell. I'm not a fan of James Patterson, but I'm not into the war type stuff. horror of detectives, westerns. I wish there were more westerns like Louis L'Amour's on CDs. I've seen one name that I haven't been able to find the CDs, but there are no westerns in the library.
Oh, no. All right, Jerry, thank you so much for sharing that. I hope you find some good westerns to listen to on the road. 2 to 6 books in a couple of few weeks, it sounded like. Truckers, I would guess, would be a great demographic for these audiobooks, Jenny.
Definitely would.
All right. Jerry, thanks for that call. Eddie, do you know of any good westerns out there in audiobook format? That's not a genre I read much, so I don't have any to share.
You know, it's become a less popular genre now, unfortunately, for those devoted fans. Louis L'Amour is the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
All right, publishers, Jerry needs your help. Get some westerns out there on audiobook. Next, we go to Jackie in Brown Deer. Jackie, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share that I love audiobooks. I listen to them nearly every night before bed, and one of the things that has really kind of made the reading more accessible to me now is the immersion reading between like Kindle and Audible have kind of paired up where some of the books you can listen to them as an audiobook and then switch over to reading them as an ebook, and then even at the same time you can be looking at the ebook and listening to the audio. So it's made it a lot easier for me to get through books. Being busy, I can still sit down and read the book on the ebook, but then I can also switch over to the audiobook and just listen while I'm washing dishes or doing something else that I have to get done.
Jackie, thanks so much. That's an interesting way to read. And Jenny, that reminds me, you mentioned a colleague who listens to audiobooks in kind of an unusual way that I don't know if I can get into. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. One of my librarian friends listens to audiobooks at twice the speed. She says that she really enjoys doing it that way, and now as a regular speed sounds normal to her, but it did take her about a year of sort of adjusting the speed incrementally bit by bit. So now she says she can listen to a book faster than she can read one in print.
Speed reading in a weird way. Well, I got to ask, Jenny, what are you listening to now?
Right now, I am re-listening to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and also The Golden Compass by Philip Pullman, and that's one of those full-cast recordings that's just wonderful. And then this past year, more recently, I've enjoyed Neil Patrick Harris's audiobook, Choose Your Own Autobiography. It's a memoir in a Choose Your Own Adventure style. And Aziz Ansari's book, Modern Romance, was also great in audio. I mentioned Tina Fey before. Sarah Vowell, I really love her voice. I find that it's a little bit divisive. People either love it or hate it.
Well, Jenny, we'll have to leave it there. Jenny, thanks. It's been a lot of fun.
Sure.
That's Jenny Arch, Adult Services Librarian at the Robbins Library in Arlington, Massachusetts. We've got a link to a library blog post she had about audiobooks on the Central Time Facebook page where you can share your own recommendations.